An international study has found that around, this is from Russia, this study, has found out that 30% of gym-goers were steroid users. That's a stat I struggle to believe. As I said to you, they got side effects, steroids, such as reduced sperm count, erectile dysfunction, baldness, increased risk of heart disease, stroke, liver or kidney failure. And I said the people at my gym are there because they've already got those conditions. Associate Professor Zali Yeager from the Institute of Health and Sport at Victoria University. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you believe that 30% of gym users in Australia are on steroids?
Well, it sounds pretty high, but it's actually could be true. The best evidence we've got at the moment is that around 3 to 6% of the population use steroids. And that it's higher among men, obviously. But gym users are a particular population that are known to be more likely to use steroids.
Where do you get them?
Online. There's a whole lot of access now online that wasn't possible 20 years ago.
I would be motivated, Professor, to not use steroids. That would be my mindset would be good. I don't ever want to use steroids. What's the motivation for those who use, they want to, look bigger or something, do they?
Yeah, so those that are dissatisfied with their body are more likely to use all sorts of supplements to try and gain body mass. We find that it tends to follow a path where they'll start by using some sort of protein powder, and then if that either does or doesn't work, they'll generally then want to be bigger again. So they'll try something a little bit more serious with some more serious ingredients in it and progress towards steroid use from there. It's very rare that people would go from using nothing to using steroids.
Is there any concrete evidence that the use of steroids improves sporting performance? Or is it simply for the cosmetic build-up of muscle?
It does improve performance, but it also increases the muscle bulk. If you're an athlete that's competing, there are going to be serious consequences and, disqualifications if you are found to be using steroids. So we find that the use among athletes is actually quite low, but recreational sports people that are just going to the gym, have no external negative consequences to using these sorts of things, so they can go for it.
Does it have any, can it be used for good? I mean, can steroids be used to treat dandruff or pernicious anemia or something,
or help you arrest criminals?
Yeah, does it have a decent use?
Different sorts of steroids have different sorts of uses, but the ones that we're talking about are anabolic steroids that are specifically to increase muscle bulk.
And that's it?
Yep.
Good on you, Professor. Associate Professor Zali Yeager from the Institute of Health and Sport at Victoria University. We should put you on them and see what happens to you.
Who, me?
Yeah. You might sort of...
Develop a muscle for the first time in my life.
Well, people use them for some reason. Michaela takes them for her asthma. She says she becomes moon-faced mossop.
Hey, listen, if you take anabolic steroids, apparently one of the side effects is baldness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've told you. Sperm count, low sperm count, erectile dysfunction.